Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Let's take another look at the state of the 2020 race after yesterday's voting. Joe Biden again found overwhelming support among black voters in Mississippi and also in the battleground state of Michigan. And that is raising new questions today about the viability of the Bernie Sanders campaign. Joining us now is the civil rights activist and two-time presidential candidate himself, the Reverend Jesse Jackson. He endorsed Sanders on Sunday. Reverend, welcome. What do you think? Is it time for Sanders to suspend his campaign?
That's his decision to make. But let me submit to you that there's a debate coming Saturday night. California's not coming yet. He's leading California. I don't know, perhaps Washington. So it may be closer than it appears to be.
Joe Biden and Bernie Sanders, both are two men that you actually know quite well. In your presidential bid in 1988, you ran against Biden in the primary. Sanders happened to endorse you in that race. You have said that while Biden is a decent man, Sanders is the moral center of the Democratic Party. But why do you think the majority of black voters who voted so far do not see these two men the same way that you do?
Many people are voting for Biden running from Trump. Many people voting for Mr. Biden do not know him nor his record. For example, the people who support Biden, they would not support his crime bill, locked up all these children without a chance for redemption, and making busing illegal as a tool to desegregate schools. A lot they don't know, but they will know. The people that Bernie has inspired, young America, must not be marginalized. They must know they have power. They can make America better for everybody and for our future.
Well, Reverend, you are right. Bernie Sanders has inspired younger voters. They have backed him by a lot in the primary election. On the other hand, they also have not come out in very great numbers, especially compared to 2016. How do you explain that? If he is going to rely on those young voters to win?
That's prevailing wind that says beat Trump at all costs. And Biden is the only one can win. And that wind blows across the country. I submit to you, however, the absence of Trump is not the presence of justice. We still need a comprehensive health care bill. We need a civil rights commission revived. We need a black woman on the ticket and on the Supreme Court. So if we're going to be fair about it, let's be inclusive.
I've heard you say you will support Joe Biden if he is the Democratic nominee. But what about the rest of the progressive wing of the Democratic Party? Will they come along?
Well, it seems to me that it becomes our obligation that Biden-Sanders is an inter-squad struggle. Two players in the same team playing each other. You come to Milwaukee, two streams come together and make for a big river. And that's time to make the big transition from Milwaukee to November. And that can happen. For example, Lyndon Johnson was very disliked. People were afraid of Lyndon Johnson, given his civil rights record. Redeemed himself. He became the most progressive civil rights president. Abraham Lincoln only didn't compare with Lyndon Johnson. But he redeemed himself with war on poverty and health care and a number of provisions.
You're saying Joe Biden could come along in the same way?
Yeah. I think that Biden's emphasis on decency and honor. At this time, kind of like Jimmy Carter after Nixon, decency and honor becomes real currency.